Your station, 106.1 FM.
This happens only in TNT and only inside the Wake Up Show. So it's just about 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, and this is where we say Sitaram, Namaste, Salaam Alaikum, Bandigi Sahib, Hallelujah and Amen. Welcome one, welcome all. It's a beautiful Thursday. It's a beautiful Back to Basics Thursday. And of course, this is Sangeet 106. This is us. It's the Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up Show. And if you all want to see $29.99 in a space suit, you could just look at my social media and you'll see her fully decked out in a space suit, ready to take you back.
Okay,
back,
then.
Back, way back. Intergalactic. That's what we're talking about. Good morning, $29.99.
Good morning, Big Daddy. Good morning, world. Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. We thank you, Lord, for life and another day to be thankful for. Today is a very significant day for our nation's children, those who are sitting the SA exam. Our first song this morning, beautiful bhajan, dedicated to Mother Saraswati, goddess of learning, goddess of knowledge. And of course, this morning, Big Daddy, you know, we just want to offer up our children on God's altar this morning. Mm-hmm. I want to say a little prayer for them this morning, you know, if that's okay. So we're going to join hands and hearts with everyone this morning. And dear Lord, we ask you this morning, as we place our children on your altar, we thank you that their value is not based on their performance today, but their great love for you and appreciation of what is to come. Lord, we ask you to come into their hearts this morning so that you can walk them through this time. Help them not only with this test, but many tests of life that are sure to come their way. As they take this exam, Lord, this morning, we ask you to bring back to their minds everything that they've studied during the past couple months in preparation for this big day. We ask you, Lord, that you be gracious with them, what they have overlooked. Help them to remain focused and calm this morning. We ask you, Lord, to plant that seed of confidence and courage in their hearts, and give them confidence in the facts and their ability this morning to go out there and perform and firm in their knowledge, knowing that no matter what happens today, that you will always be there with them, walking with them, and know that you have prepared a place for them in the future. Whatever the results are, it has already been predestined this morning. We ask you to bless their little hearts with courage. Go forth and conquer in your name, Lord, whatever name they may know you by this morning. We ask you to cover them, anoint them from the tippy top of their head to the crown of their feet, and give them a heart of courage this morning. We ask your blessing, Lord, upon our nation's children this morning. To all our kiddies, lots of love and best wishes from Auntie Rashmi and Uncle Big Daddy. Go forth and conquer this morning. You got it. Yeah. You got it. Mm-hmm. So we're cheering you on this morning. Mash it up.
Please.
And to the mummies and daddies, you know, we applaud you, the efforts, all the teachers, everybody involved in the preparation of that journey that would have, you know, brought them to today. You know, we wish you all the best. We job well done. And mummies, please, I know you want to probably be fussing over them this morning. If you know you're, if they're not accustomed with the fancy smashy breakfast this morning, please don't give them nothing to walk up the belly and all kind of thing this morning. So if they're accustomed with the little salad, roti and the fry, aloo, no problem. Don't try to give them no fancy smashy breakfast break like Big Daddy was talking about waffles and fried chicken and all kind of thing, you know, to upset the stomach. Now leave that maybe for after, the little reward. So, you know, if they're accustomed getting a little glass of warm milk or the little tea beverage, what have you, you know, let them have it this morning. Don't try to get all fancy and technical with the children. And no talk about go to school and do your best. No lectures this morning. Kiss them, hold your children, hug them, and just pray with them this morning and cover them. That's all. I know there's an extra concern this morning with the COVID, Big Daddy. I'm sure they know they will probably be talking to the kids about it. I heard that Satish mentioned on the news that you're supposed to be there by 7:45 to give them ample time enough to sanitize on what they have to do. So please ensure that your kids are on time this morning. It is very important they're on time. Yeah.
Both of us went through this stage already. You did it a couple of times well.
A couple times
well. Well, you know what I mean. A couple times over.
Actually, today is bittersweet for me. My daughter, my last daughter, would have been writing the exams today. But because of her illness, she had to be set back. So she missed an entire term. So, you know, it's kind of bittersweet all the same.
Okay. Well, I mean, safety over everything else.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But in terms of having that experience before, knowing how, you know, how it could be, I don't want to use the actual words, but how it could be for kids and parents, you know, and just that determination that this is something that, you know, would end the entire year, end an entire cycle, and it's based on what happens today in a very big way, you know, without saying more, and just knowing what
we go through as parents, what we go through as, you know, the kids, what they go through as well, and having to deal with the COVID situation.
Yeah.
These kids this year, I feel like they need to get some sort of special award or something. All of them, no matter what happens, because they've had to endure that mental, you know, stability, that they'd had to put in mental stability where it would just have been the normal school term and the normal pressures of school and the environment and everything else. And, you know, having the encouragement of the parents and teachers. But now, dealing with COVID, dealing with, you know, in and out of school and not having a proper term per se, and just being guided and, you know, being, of course, blessed as well, you know, by the Almighty to say, well, you know, I have your back no matter what's going through, what's happening in the country, what's happening in the world. You guys are going to get through this. And, you know, I gave you a couple extra hurdles or obstacles, but you went through them with flying colors. And now it's time to do the exam and just be confident and just be, you know, yourself. At the end of the day, as you said, no extra pressure at all.
Yeah.
No words. Don't give them any sort
no
of
sort of warning, like you have to do this anyhow. No.
Yeah, sorry, let me start kidding.
Do your best, man.
In terms of going into the exam, and a lot of, you know, you would hear, like, you know, us on the radio saying don't give them any extra pressure and stuff, and some parents still go out there and add a little something extra. Please avoid that at all costs. You understand? If you've never had a child going through this particular year, take it from some of us who've done it before.
Were you nervous for your son, Big Daddy?
I wasn't nervous for my son. I was just like, you know, I saw it now from a parent's perspective, where at 11 years old, you're doing this exam, and it's such a big deal, and you know, just so much focused on it. And I know some of them may be locked on right now, so I don't want to say what
I understand.
But you know, I just looked at it from that external perspective, and I said, you know, maybe in the future, maybe we could all work together and devise a better strategy.
Yeah,
you know?
I was
putting it in a nutshell.
As a parent, I was not nervous. I know a lot of parents saying, "Oh, they're so frightened and nervous." I'm like, and I said to myself, "Why?" Because I think, you know, as a mother myself, being involved in my children's education from like very early, I would have known their ability. So I know to myself what my expectations were for them. I gave them one very long lecture, I think 2 months before they actually sat the exams, and I was done with that. And they already knew what they had to do. I was confident in their ability, and they didn't disappoint me. So, you know, so far so good. I'm just happy to say that. So this morning, parents, kudos to you all, and let's encourage your kiddies this morning, and let's get it done. Yeah, go for it. It is done. So Big Daddy, I am ready for our next step. We will also open up our phone lines in a bit, get those love and encouraging words for our little ones this morning in a bit, so you can have your opportunity. Go for it and conquer.
Your Guardian newspaper headlines on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Let's go.
All right. So yesterday we saw the swearing in of the cabinet. Rowley warns his cabinet, no falling asleep at the wheel. I like the sound of that. And I felt some sort of confidence yesterday in what I was seeing as he put together the cabinet to move forward for the next 5 years. Constant performance review promise, says Embert, best man for finance portfolio. Amory Brown takes oath after quarantine. So let's get some of the info coming out from The Guardian this morning. By the way, TNT COVID tests 686 positive cases, according to the data. Discharge 140, tests submitted 17,342. Globally, there are over 22 million cases and global death toll a little over 783,000 deaths. So PM tell cabinet don't fall asleep at the wheel. Same size but with significant changes, the new Dr. Keith Rowley cabinet retains most of its previous familiar faces in frontline portfolios, but with education ministry in the hands of two mothers and the return of former Diego Martin Central MP Dr. Amory Brown as Foreign Affairs Minister. And Prime Minister Rowley yesterday presented his new team to TNT with a public notice. We're starting on a 60-month journey and it can be counted in months, then no one will be allowed to fall asleep as conduct and performance will be reviewed on an ongoing basis. I like the sound of that. Raleigh gave the assurance at yesterday's swearing-in of the new government term and team at President's House, St. Anne's, where he took the oath of office at 4:06 p.m. It was the first function at the redone President's House since 2007. The function followed a recent announcement of the final results of last Monday's general election. Therefore, President Paul Amir Weeks immediately issued letters to Rowley and UNC leader Kamla Prasad Bisesa, inquiring of their willingness to be appointed Prime Minister and Opposition Leader, respectively. Prasad Bisesa, in a statement on Tuesday, signaled willingness to do so, but was absent at yesterday's function. Although invited, she will be sworn in as Opposition Leader at a separate function. I think by now, Big Daddy, with all the technology that we have, I think everybody knows who is who, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And which portfolio that they would carry. Maybe a little bit later on we can mention that. Or I believe it has been published on our Sangeet's Facebook page. Please take a peep if you can. And you can pick up a copy and you can see exactly which minister was appointed with which ministry. Weeks tells new government failure is not an option. PM urges citizens to safeguard against COVID-19. SEA pupil to miss exam after testing positive for COVID. One Standard 5 pupil in Tobago will not be allowed to sit the highly anticipated SEA exam today as the child tested positive for COVID-19. 19,000 plus students to write SEA today. Don't stress. Do your best. Forget the rest. Last minute advice issued by National Parent Teacher Association, PRO, Shamla Rahim, yesterday to the students who will be writing today. Al-Rawi, Parliament must sit to pass mask legislation. PM, watch out for our SEA students. Analysts, nice mix of fresh faces and experienced ministers. SEA pupil parents beaten in home invasion. I saw this yesterday. It was pretty sad. It was very, very unfortunate what took place. Did you see that, Big Daddy? Where 12-year-old pupil due to write the SEA exam. Today and his parents were beaten and terrorized during a home invasion. The intruders, seven men armed with cutlasses and a crowbar, hit the pupil several times about his face. Imagine that, eh? 12 years old.
I saw
old.
One picture.
12
with,
years old.
The child and I think his father.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't read the parts about the SEA and all that because I think the headline that I saw just had like a general headline.
Right, yes, so yes, you're right.
It was just crazy.
Yeah, so the intruders, so they beat the boy like a man. Why would you beat a 12-year-old like that about his face? That's just beyond me. The 62-year-old hardware proprietor was also dealt several blows, was struck with a crowbar on the left side of his head. During the hour-long ordeal, the suspects ransacked his three bedrooms, escaped with two TVs, $10,000, a laptop, tablet, jewelry, and two cell phones. Photos posted on a relative's Facebook shows the father bleeding from his left ear and his hands tied with tie strap. Another photo shows a bruise on the child's cheek. Their names were withheld to protect the identity of the child because he is a minor. The boy was in a neck brace when Guardian Media visited their home in Palmyra. His mother said their home is properly secured with burglar proof, but the assailants pried open an upstairs window and gained entry into the house. She said they were saying it's a robbery. They kept shouting, where's the money? Where's the jewelry? She said they dragged them off the bed, began manhandling them. They took them separately to other bedrooms where they ransacked everything, including wardrobes, cupboards, while they were beating her son. She said he was crying and begging and was saying a lot of prayers just to keep her safe. Let it end. That was my main mantra at the time, she said.
Now tell me something. If we had to say anything bad, derogatory, like inflammatory about these individuals, are we wrong? Are we going to be, put in a bad light?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
For saying something wrong about these individuals in public space. Yes, we work for an institution and an organization, but sometimes you get reports and stories like this. 12 years old and you beating this child, right? And you consider yourself still a human being after this ordeal, right? And for us to be hearing this on the radio and having serious control, when I tell you, I know you, Rashmi, and I know sometimes what I may be able to say, but we have serious control at times for not saying what we really want to say on radio for an ordeal like this. This is something that I cannot understand a human being watching a 12-year-old and beating this child because of a robbery, because of some jewelry or some cash or whatever it is this individual or these individuals wanted. Sick-minded, sick devils out there.
That's really sad. My heart goes out to every hard-working individual in this country who has been, you know, affected by crimes of this nature. And we'll continue to see crimes like this, I'm sure. But I mean, imagine 7 intruders, you know. 7. You ain't talking 1 or 2. You're talking a whole 7 of them. It's crazy.
Well, if they were dealt with, you know, if the police dealt with them accordingly right there and there, right? Right there on the spot. Let's say they were to respond and deal with them. You know, you would get some people saying, oh, police brutality and this and that, and oh God, they didn't get justice and blah, 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 blah. But all I hear what the incident was, and yet some of you, plenty of you all outside there, still want to defend the criminals in this country. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Yeah, I saw someone said that an inspector offered to drop the child to SCA, but the family declined. I mean, I honestly can't see a child being able to sit and function normally after suffering all that trauma to go through an exam at all. I mean, that is just too close. It's unfortunate. 5 in police custody, 9 stolen vehicles, 23 gas tanks recovered, and police urge drivers to obey the traffic laws. Police service is urging drivers to obey all road traffic laws and to always exercise caution when driving in an effort to maintain the positive gains made so far for 2020. In a statement yesterday, the TPTPS said 2 recent road traffic deaths have pushed the number of road fatalities for 2020 to 63. He said while the figure for the corresponding period of January 1st, 2020 to August 19th stood at 79, this is a 20% decrease, could be easily eroded if errand drivers are allowed to continue to disregard the traffic laws that are in place to protect drivers as well as pedestrians. Last Friday, the country lost a teenage driver who would have celebrated his 19th birthday in September. West End Police are continuing investigations as to the cause of the incident. That's a look at our major news headlines. Let's take a quick look at sports. TNT opens against Guyana in qualifiers. Fenwick fears that finance will pose a serious challenge. Soka Warriors Guyana clash in WC opener, and Talwas get opening win. All right, so that's it. That's to take a look at your Trinidad and Tobago's Guardian. What's the news of football, by the way?
Well, yesterday, Bayern Munich, the ones that...
did they beat up the other team?
The ones that annihilated Barcelona.
Oh, you said that so nicely.
Yeah, they beat... no, destroyed and annihilated, mash up, blaze, whatever you want to use.
It is what it is.
They beat Lyon from France, 3-0 in the semis of the UEFA Champions League. And that means they now face Mbappe, Neymar, and PSG in the final of the Champions League.
Yeah, well, they ain't gonna get through. We know that. So, moving on.
Your station, 1061 FM.
This happens only in TNT and only inside the Wake Up Show.
Good morning, if you're now joining us. Welcome to the Wake Up Show. And once again, we are extending lots of love and blessings, best wishes to all the SEA students getting ready to sit this morning exams. We know that you got it. So, Big Daddy, are you going to give us our breakfast break this morning?
Yeah, one time. No sticking.
All right, our breakfast break. Here it comes.
It's the breakfast break. Served hot and served right now inside the Wake Up Show.
Right, so I'm going with a suggestion from the original $29.99. I like this suggestion. Since yesterday, I gave me this. And I watch it and I say, yes, this sounds interesting. This is something that you would probably partake in. No, I'm meeting this, right? I don't think. Okay. It's a Bombay sandwich. That is your breakfast break today. With ingredients, sandwich bread, green chutney, tomato ketchup, sliced boiled potatoes, shredded cabbage, carrots, capsicum, which is peppers, people.
Bell peppers, those peppers, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like bell peppers. For those like me who didn't recognize the word. Sliced onions and cucumbers, salt, sprinkle, chaat masala, butter, cheese, or is it chaat masala, then butter, cheese, optional. Yeah, the cheese is optional. Now what you do, you take three, God boy, they're writing this thing like they're seriously from India. Three slices of bread. Apply the green chutney on the on one side of the two slices. Now spread all the shredded veggies on one slice. Sprinkle salt, chaat masala, and chili flakes, which are optional. You can layer with grated cheese. Now take the third slice and apply ketchup on both sides. Place it over the veggies. And now repeat the same way of layering the other side of the same bread with the veggies and cheese. Cover it with the slice which you have applied the green chutney. Now apply butter on both the sides of the three-layered sandwich and toast it on a pan. Cut diagonally and enjoy with a cup of coffee. Well, you know, I ain't drinking the coffee part.
Mm.
But that is not my thing.
Yes.
It's all about the black.
Yeah, black tea.
Tea, as usual. I don't know why this morning I had to be clearing my throat. I had to watch myself, Phil.
This morning, I got up very early. I had my dose of vitamin C. I had some, I don't know, just open the fridge and find some chocolate milk inside it. I was good with that. And I don't know when my throat started to feel funny. I was eating salt when it was coming out in the car that hour of the morning. Bad habits, but I know.
Nah, anxiety attacks are real.
I know what it is.
They're real.
So that's your breakfast break.
Breakfast break, and it's called the Bombay Sandwich. I don't know where you got it from, but it looks very, very interesting and very nice, spicy and very continental in
nice.
That part of the continent.
All right, we'll get you some more of those interesting ones. All right, so it is B2B, people. It is back to basics. It's not Friday, but we're pretty close, and it is might as well be, you know, considering. This is, for some of you, this is where your weekend starts, especially where the music is concerned. So we're going to unleash all your favorite old school jams. I want to say good morning going out to my lovely sister Marie. She's up and about this morning. Marie, I miss you so much. I know everybody's kind of, all family kind of self-quarantined in the South. So, you know, we're just loving each other a distance. Despite the fact that, you know, we don't assume that everybody's safe because most people in our family, they work, so we don't know who they're interacting with during the day. So we're just kind of keeping it safe and keeping a lid on it. So we're just loving each other by video chats and phone calls. That's the most we can do right now. So,
yep, this is us, Sangeet 106, The Wake Up Show.
It's back to basics on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
You ready to pop it out?
Yes, we are absolutely right to pop this question. Pretty excited to hear some of the responses that we will be getting because I already have my answer, by the way. Just so that you know.
I have multiple answers. I don't think this is one question. This is a question that I really can't have one answer.
Well, you can't take Baywatch because that's already a movie. So just saying, you know. Just in case, but I'm sure you guys know that, you know.
For me, it's some of the regulars that a lot of people would mention, you know, especially from the 80s. But let's pop it out first before we kind of have people wondering, what are they talking about? What dunya are they talking about?
All right. So, what old school TV show, like a series, right, would you like to see recreated in a movie? What old school TV show would you like to see recreated in a movie? So I'm going to give my answer off the bat. Bonanza would be definitely one of them.
Bonanza.
I love, love, love Western movies. All right. Ever since I saw that Good, Bad, Ugly, and I just saw handsome, the lead actor was his name again? Oh gosh, it fails me right now.
Who is that?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, you're talking about
you know, that particular movie.
Well, that had Clint Eastwood.
That's him. Since I saw that movie, it's kind of blown away. But Bonanza, I used to be so crushing on Adam Cartwright. Right, I was depressed when I saw him, what he looked like after the fact. But what, you don't know?
I never watched Bonanza,
that handsome chisel face and that gorgeous blue eyes and that jet black hair and that black shirt, his signature color. Come on. Oh hush. Now they probably told you to say, I'll go crazy over David Hasselhoff in Knight right now. It's alright.
No, all I remember is the intro. I think the intro is where they were on top of a hill and they were all running down the hill, right?
Running down the hill on a horse.
No, I think they were coming down a hill.
Yeah, on horses.
Rolling down the hill or something.
Oh God, come on. Anyway, that show was a long time.
Unless I'm mistaken, that show for something.
I could sit down and look at reruns of that whole Western scene like over and over and over, never get bored of it. Love Bonanza. I could not like Bonanza. Well,
I don't know.
Something about the actors back then, even the women, I mean, back then with no sort of big technology and filters, the women were like, they were so different. The skin were like porcelain and they're like really gorgeous and well put together with these nice little small waists and everything. Was just, they're like just really gorgeous back then. And the men was like, oh, that Adam so cat, right? Jesus.
They're not gorgeous anymore. They're kind of
halfway. They are, but in a kind of artificial way, if you know what I mean. Ladies, I know they'll just be up on my chest this morning instead of getting on man. But it's the truth. I mean, come on. Back then, there's a natural, there were natural beauty about those women in the Western movies. You know, if you feel alive, you'll go and check it out yourself.
So you mean the fakeness wasn't real then? The fakeness is real now.
There we go. The fakeness wasn't real. I like how you put it.
But for me, really, something like a Knight Rider for sure. A-Team. Well, I know the A-Team had a movie. You know, some of those classics.
A-Team was who again? Was Mr. T looking for me? Was it him?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, just making sure. Okay.
Yeah. A-Team had a movie. MacGyver didn't have a movie. At least, I don't think so. So MacGyver's one to really, you know, kind of like
come out Richard Dean Anderson. I was crushing on him too. Who wasn't?
MacGyver could have take a matchstick, defuse a bomb, open a door, start a car, go into a plane, start the plane to fly off, take that same matchstick, open his door, and go and sleep.
Right.
I tell you, that's what MacGyver was.
All right, so we'll see some of the responses that we would get. Feel free to check it out on our Facebook page, my Facebook page, Big Daddy's, as well. And just let us know, what are your thoughts
on? You know, cartoons could be included as well, right?
Yeah, cartoons.
So, like,
I think they made an Alvin and Chipmunks movie, so that wouldn't really count. Mm-hmm.
But right. For me, Captain Planet. I want to see a Captain Planet movie.
What?
Captain Planet, he's a hero.
Take pollution down to zero. Okay. Oh, Lord. One day we must ask for all those who can sing those songs, those jingles. Probably give a price for that. I like the sound of that. Mm-hmm.
So time for more Ghana.
Quick shout out to our friends hanging out on our WhatsApp this morning. Good morning, Rash and Big Daddy. Radha says, please wish my niece Kelsey all the best in her SCA exams. All the students as well. Blessed day to the SCA kids. From Susie. Good morning, Susie. Morning, now. Big up yourself. Lisa from Gopi Trace. Good morning to my husband, Mitra, and three lovely children. And good morning, Rash and Big Daddy. Shout out to my hussy, Chris, getting ready for work. My kids, Steffi, Tiffany, Vishala, Josiah. My mom, Molly, and grandkids, Vashti, from Londonville. Have a good one.
Big up to Cintra out there in Boston. She already made her comments on the question. Her reply was Fall Guy. A-Team, of course, A-Team had a movie. And Knight Rider as well. And she says they weren't series though, but actually they were. A-Team and Knight Rider. Actually, all of them. Fall Guy was with $6 Million Man, I believe, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of them were series. So, yeah, we could have movies. Well, for two of them, not all of them.
Your station, 106.1 FM.
So I'm sitting here thinking already, what am I going to have for lunch? Believe it or not, I know my mind reached fire.
For lunch?
Yeah, I know.
Did you have breakfast?
No. Chances
you
I probably
actually
won't
eat breakfast at all?
Have, exactly. Probably I won't have any breakfast. So I'm already thinking what I want for lunch. I think I want a good roti and steam or something, a nice shrimp roti or something.
Does your belly go in the morning?
No. Very
or
hard.
Does it go
nah. Very, very rare that will happen.
Or do you get like nothing like that?
Nah.
I'm trying to check you, you know. Yeah, see if he's a human being or
I'll
something.
I'm probably going to call my friend Rudy and get a shrimp roti today because I know, you know, Ganesh itself starts on Saturday. So I want to try and observe that all the same. So I want to get in my shrimp today.
So how long you'll be fasting for?
Well, I know it's an 11-day period, but I would start from tomorrow, please God.
All right. So, nice.
Yeah.
Okay,
all
then.
Right. Yeah, we also have your CPL, your cricket, your real cricket, real wicket report coming up just around 7:53. How are the games looking so far, Big Daddy? Have you, you know,
religiously
looked at
yeah.
What?
Every single day it's on.
Skipping, boy.
In the background.
In the background.
No, it's
Depending on my Facebook cricketies commentators to keep me up to date. I don't have the time to sit down and watch.
I don't have the time to sit down and watch the whole game. But the kids, you know, since the kids are home, they're watching the games. The games are different times. You know, we didn't really have any morning games before. Now we do. We have some early afternoon games as well. And then the replays have been showing, you know, in the evening. So it's cricket throughout on CNC3.
Nice.
The games have been good. It's kind of weird, actually, you know, not having that crowd participation and, you know, all that noise coming from the
stands. Did I glimpse cardboard cutouts of a crowd? Did I see that? Yeah. Or was I just imagining that?
Yeah, it kind of looked kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But I guess it's not for the television audience. It's actually for the players from what I've been
To get encouragement.
Gathering. Well, not encouragement. It's a kind of mental thing because mentally they are accustomed seeing people in the stands. And I guess that kind of plays on their mind, you know, having an empty stadium. It does play on your mind as a player, whether it's cricket or football or whatever you're playing. It really does have an effect. And remember, you're not getting that noise from the stands, so you're just not hearing.
But they don't have a little kind of audio kind of recorded. So when you hit a six, the audio goes.
Yeah,
yay!
But it's not the same. It's kind of okay, but not really.
I gotcha.
You know, it's kind of weird. Because if you've been to a stadium, been to the Oval, been to any one of the stadiums.
Yeah, I have been to a couple games trying to focus on the game, but all I was getting is bumpsy in my face, winding up and flinging up on the stand that I was in. I'm like, hello, I would like to look at the game, please. You know, the people, yeah, like, I know it's a line.
Imagine.
I know it's a line, but some people actually want to go on to the crickets, you know? And,
yeah, you're one of those, be like,
I want to watch the cricket, not the bumpsy flinging.
Ali Khan! Are they here?
Not at all. No. By the way, I saw Ali Khan gave a nice little message for the SEA students yesterday. I would think it was the sweetest thing ever. I mean, I was like, what gifts to Ali Khan? Imagine that. He's not even from here, but, you know, giving some love to the nation's children.
Yeah,
I thought that was real sweet. After all, he is the nation's husband, you know, original, after the CMO, you know, so, I mean, you have to see about the flock, you know? There we go. Yeah, man.
The CMO. Oh, we get inside this now.
Well, after CPL, and then the whole, you know, COVID thing came about, the focus started to be on him. So he was a new husband of the nation. Did you not know? Did you not get the memo?
I saw that, but the CMO is so, what is the word I'm looking for? Every day, the amount of pressure that is on this man, and you could see it all over his face.
Pizza, yeah.
He has the world of pressure on him.
True.
Right? I don't think he had time to study no girl now. You feel he's studying any girl out there?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how the update goes for the next update coming up around 11 or 10 this morning. Let's grab these quick messages. We're going to come back, Big Daddy, with our entertainment news. There we go. Yeah, and keep those messages coming in. We'd love to share them with our audience in a bit. Stay close.
This is Entertainment News on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
Yep, so time for your Sangeet Entertainment News. And of course, we do it right here. We do it right now inside the Wake Up Show. And we do it from Bollywood, because a lot of the news is coming out of Bollywood. Right, so let's go straight to it. Arjun Kapoor, John Abraham to fight it out in Ek Villain 2. You know what that means, right? Ek Villain means one villain. Right, so Ek Villain 2. One Villain 2. Okay, alright, no problem. The Siddharth Malhotra, Shraddha Kapoor, Ritesh Deshmukh Stara, the romantic thriller Ek Villain, was one of the biggest success stories of 2014. Okay. The film had already generated buzz due to its theme, casting and music, but nobody expected this Mohit Suri directorial to open at a huge ₹1,672 crore. Alright, that's like a few million, well, in Trinidad dollars. The word of mouth was terrific, and the film earned a huge 105.62 crore in its lifetime. Okay, so 6 years have passed, but the film remains memorable even today, especially its soulful music score. So I guess They're coming out with part two, right? Earlier this year, Mohit Suri and producer Ekta Kapoor announced that they are working on the sequel of Ek Villain. So it's Ek Villain 2. One Villain 2. Right, good. So look out for that one. Don't know when, but it's coming to you soon. Shah Rukh Khan, he's in the news. Arre bap, arre bap. Shah Rukh Khan to clash with John Abraham in Pathaan. The biggest hit of 2019 was a much-loved action war. Directed by Siddharth Anand and produced by Yash Raj Films, ever famous. The film was loved not just for its slick action and international look, but majorly for pitting Hrithik Roshan against Tiger Shroff. And I know Rashmi wants a minute there to take a deep breath. You okay, Rashmi?
Yeah, I'm a little older than him, right. So it don't count.
Well, Hrithik, you older than Hrithik.
Oh, I'm talking about Tiger Shroff. Sorry, my man is somewhere else. Well, do you know that Tiger, his real name was actually Jai Hemant? Do you know that?
His real name was what?
His name is Jai, as in Jai, or Jai, as you want to call it, Jai or Jai.
Jai Hemant?
Yeah, Jai Hemant. That's his real name. But he got Tiger because as a child, he would like to bite and scratch people so much that his father named him Tiger. And it just kind of stuck with him. So that's why he's Tiger Shroff.
All right, cool. So Hrithik Roshan and Tiger Shroff, both actors are extremely popular and have a massive fan following. To see them fighting each other gave a lot of kick to the viewers. War was declared a blockbuster and was 2019's biggest grosser. And now Siddharth Anand and YRF are all set to collaborate on a film titled Pathaan. The reports are to be believed. Shah Rukh Khan plays the lead. That is already known. And now, as per the latest development, John Abraham, too, has bagged an important part in the film. A source close to the film says not much is known about the film's subject and what role Shah Rukh and John play in Pathaan, but it is said that both are pitted against each other in this film, and this would surely make for an exciting watch, considering how well audiences received War. John Abraham and Shah Rukh Khan. I don't think they've been in a movie together. I could be wrong. All right, so moving on. Salman Khan? Okay, let's see. Sharpshooter plotting to murder Salman Khan arrested. My God. Accused did a what? Oh, I guess he was scoping out the the actor's residence in January. Sharpshooter, who is said to have been plotting to murder actor Salman Khan, has been arrested and is currently lodged in a prison in Rajasthan. The sharpshooter is of the Lawrence Bishnoi gang and is allegedly involved in the murder of a Faridabad resident in June. My God. All right, so somebody trying to kill Salman. It's a good thing that they caught him in time. Very, very good thing with all that's happening in Bollywood. Don't need another superstar going down. And more Khan news, this time with Saif Ali Khan. Yes, he is... what? He played Ravan? Saif Ali Khan playing Ravan opposite Prabhas in the upcoming 3D epic. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Saif Ali Khan made Bad look good in Tanhaji, the unsung warrior. That rumors are rife that the star will be back as a baddie in the Prabhastara Adi Purush. It was only a couple days ago that the Bahubali star officially announced his next project with director Om Roth, and now news of Saif being cast as a villain has been doing the rounds. A report on Filmfare claims that Khan will play the dreadful Ravan in the 3D feature film that is an adaptation of the Indian epic that revolves around the triumph of good over evil. That's great. I would love to see how that comes out, how that eventually comes out. All right, so that's all your Khan news in Bollywood entertainment news, in Sangeet entertainment news, right here inside the Wake Up Show. So look out for more tomorrow. All right.
Sounds good. All right.
This happens only in TNT and only inside the Wake Up Show. It's either you don't know or you don't know. Tell us now inside the Wake Up Show.
All right. Are you ready? Our time this morning, just about 7:40. That is our time as we get into our either you don't know or you don't know. Big Daddy, I believe in 5 minutes' time, I think all the kiddies should be at school by now. Did I say that correctly?
Yep, in five
at
minutes.
School by now, yeah. In 5 minutes, yes.
That's a deadline.
Yeah, that's a deadline. So they're probably well on its way. And once again, we just want to send our love and positive energy towards them this morning. All right, so It's time for some fun facts. Let's get the ball rolling. So do you know that there's always a saying that you must not trust quiet people or the ones that are just like too sweet? They've got sugar oozing from their mouths. Like they have like honey on the tip of their tongues, right? So they're saying excessively polite people are more likely to betray you in the very near future, especially if they weren't being polite to you before. Sudden shifts in a person's language, including politeness, positive sentiments, and future planning, can be signals that betrayal is imminent. Don't say woman, eh? Because I'd be very upset with you.
My mouth is zipped.
And really?
I'm fling away the zip.
Huh. Okay.
If that's possible.
All right. So that is one. So excessively polite people, you got to keep an eye on them. Just saying.
So not just regularly polite, but like excessively polite.
They're like some people who just go out of the way to be like, people like that, to me, that's a red flag. My eyebrows go up when they're like, you're just being extra nice. And there's nothing such as extra nice. There are people who go out of their way to be real nicey. To me, I'm like, I dress back one time. I'm just paranoid when it comes to, you could never be that nice.
What would you consider extra nice as opposed to regular nice?
How do you mean?
Like, give us an example.
Like extra nice? They're always willing to do something for you, checking up on you, how you're going, so polite, so nice, everything extra, a little extra, you know, but the little extra, that's extra.
But I've met little extra.
A little extra?
Actually turned out to be like normal people.
Well, probably they're probably not on your scene, you understand? But look at it. If you look at enough Psycho Sundays like I do on LMN, you know the type we're talking about.
Sundays.
Yeah, you know the type.
I'm talking about.
Ask my fish, she'll tell you.
What is it called? Psycho Sundays.
Psycho Sundays on LMN and, you know, all those kind of psychotic shows have.
I shouldn't be looking at you.
What?
In a different light.
Why? Because you think of extra
Psycho lights? Sundays.
Psycho Sundays. They walk among us, trust me. All right. Did you know that in ancient Rome, the punishment for killing one's father was a death penalty. However, it consisted of being sewn up in a sack along with a viper, a dog, and a cockerel. Yeah, that was your death penalty.
Before you actually pass away, you might pass away. You encounter any one of those animals or have any contact, as soon as you're put in there, you might get a heart attack and dead.
Maybe that's the point. So, you've been to New York numerous times, right? I'm sure a lot of our listeners have visited there frequently. And all our New Yorkies who are on right now, or New Yorkers, do you know that there are enough restaurants in New York City for one person to eat out every night for 54 years and never visit the same place twice? Did you know that?
Well, that's New York in terms of the state.
The city. They said New York
City.
The city itself.
That's 365 multiplied by 54.
Right.
That's kind of hard to believe. Well, in the city itself.
Well, they did say it's a fact, so.
Well, unless you're looking at every roadside.
Yeah, little every hot dog every stand, cart, every little street food. That is what it is. It's incorporated every single thing when it comes to eating out. So that's pretty interesting. So there we go.
I didn't know that one.
And for those of you who are actually missing your gym and you've decided to pick up the walking, you know, at the same time being safe, right? Because they didn't mention that they were putting any sort of restrictions on outdoor exercise, right, Big Daddy? Except outdoor contact sports for kids and stuff. Right. So this is interesting. Walking for just 1 hour twice a week increases the size of the hippocampus, the brain area in charge of verbal memory and learning. And if you know what that is like a small curved formation in the brain that I believe that plays a symbolic role in the limbic system. And it involves that formation of new memories. It's also associated with learning and emotions also. So, and the limbic system, I believe that is a kind of structure in the brain that deals with emotions and memory and all these things. So there you go. You can actually improve that. So happy walking.
walk.
I've got a new way to walk.
Sleep.
Yeah, right. It doesn't work for me, but that was your, either you don't know or you don't know. I'm just letting you all know that. Some really interesting ones there for you this morning. All right. All right. So, Big Daddy, quick, and we want to get to the music, but I have this little guy, he's just waiting in his car right now just to dash out into the schoolyard. Good luck and Saraswati Ma blessings to my son Krivish Jagannath. May Bhagwan bless and guide him and keep him safe from Sally. Sally, we wish him all the best, hon, and to all the children who are just about to get
blessings,
ready.
Mm-hmm. Prayers, well wishes. We wish you all the best. And of course, after is freedom.
Freedom.
Time to balance.
Yeah, man. All right.
But for kid, balance for kids. not adult balance. Eh? Sangeet 106, this is us, the Wake Up Show.
Your station, 106.1 FM.
Right now, I want to say good morning. Going out to, let me see, sweet, adorable granddaughter Maya and loving, adopted granddaughter Anna. Best of luck in their SEA exam. And by extension, all SEA students, good luck. All right. Don't know who this is coming out from, but we wish you all the best, all blessings, all luck, all everything, right? Mm-hmm. That's granddaughter Maya and loving, adopted granddaughter Anna.
That's from Vindra Ramdial.
All right, very good, very good. That's what we're talking about.
It's Back to Basics on Sangeet 106.1 FM. This is us.
So welcome to the third and final hour of the Wake Up Show right here on Sangeet 106. This is us. And of course, just give you some of the superstars that are still with us blazing, like Drupati and Ricky and of course Uncle Crazy, aka Mamu Pagal, and some of the others just totally mashing up the place still,
right?
You know, decades after they started. Even Ashni doing her thing outside.
Heard about Ashni? I mean, like, what happened to Ashni? She came out to like a one hit wonder, and after, I haven't heard about her. What did she
not
married?
One hit, no?
I mean, like just that one particular period, and after, I haven't heard anything about her after that. Was she married? Has kids? What was going on with her?
What has happened is her music is still very, very popular outside in Holland, of course, her native Suriname, and she does a lot of tours in North America. Just the other day, you know, she did an extensive tour with the Caribbean Angels band out there in New York, and she went up and down the East Coast. And sometimes you don't really hear about some of the other artists, but they're actually working, you know, very hard and religiously every weekend.
Interesting.
And you know, that song we just played from Ricky, right? Sumintra. You ever catch the heights in that song? I mean, that song is from the 80s. And if you listen to that song now and dissect that song with how Trinidad is, where the culture is, where the thinking is, the mentality, you know, that song is just, the heights of that song is just incredible.
I was going to
and
tell
that
you.
That is the song.
When you played that
me,
song. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That
sorry.
Made me enter this industry. You know?
Really?
That was the one song. When I saw that song, right? And I started to get a little vibes on the whole industry. And that man, Ricky Jai, I just tell him every single day, every single time I see him, I say, Ricky, you are the man. You are the one that made me get interested in this whole industry.
That is
I tell
wonderful.
Him all the time.
Every time I hear that song, I tell myself, it just never gets old. There's always something fresh about it that I love. It's still vibesy. And as you rightly said, it still mash up any party at any given time. Everybody probably knows the words about it. A good song is a good song. You know, so.
Class is class. You know, they say form is temporary and class is permanent. Something like that.
I think it's just one of those songs that really goes down in that old school set. You know.
All the people that try to bring down some of the artists like Ricky and some of the other ones from yesterday, all of the younger ones especially, all they need to do all the history and homework. You understand? That is what you call originality, right? Topic, delivery, you understand? Creating something from scratch, creating something that lasts for decades.
Yeah, longevity goes a long way, for sure. Just drop off the bus. Get crushed.
Look at some of the songs that all they like now, how long those songs will last. This is class, you understand? That's why Back to Basics is Back to Basics.
How old is that song? Class. We need to find out. How old is that song?
Over that song is at least, I would say, about at least 30, 35 30, years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, not as old as Shirley, but it old. It older than me for sure. Ricky, that's how old.
Yeah, it's older than 29,
of course.
Older than
that. So big up to Ricky Jai. So it's just about 15 minutes after 8 o'clock. Big Daddy, let's get time for our COVID, our latest on the coronavirus pandemic. I know during our coronavirus pandemic talks, we have not focused on Canada at all. It just has been one of those countries that have not been popping up on you know, what we, at least from the side that we've been talking about. So I just took a quick look today because I was curious. I was like, how come I'm not hearing anything about Canada? So Canada right now, they've got 123,000 cases according to their data, recovered 110,000. The deaths stand at 9,049. So that's their numbers right now that they're clocking so far. So the latest on the coronavirus pandemic, our source is CNN. The number of COVID-19 cases worldwide has surpassed 22 million, according to the Johns Hopkins University. President Trump's COVID-19 testing SARS said cases are declining across the United States, but that could turn around very quickly if we're not careful. France and Spain both reported new daily highest increases in coronavirus cases since coming out of lockdown. Movie theaters are reopening in the U.S., but will anyone show up? For the first time in the roughly 5 months, AMC theaters will pop the popcorn, dim the lights, and start the show. But will anyone buy a ticket? Now, the world's largest movie theater chain is reopening more than 100 U.S. locations on Thursday, that's today, after closing their doors in March. Other major chains like Regal Cinemas and Alamo Drafthouse will also return this weekend, while Cinemark started its phase reopening last weekend. Roughly 1,400 of the 6,000 venues in North America currently open, according to the box office. Track now, box office sales have been hit on our recovery dashboard. It is a monumental moment for the theaters and the film industry at large. Next few weeks and months will give Hollywood an idea of whether the movie theater industry can bounce back after being ravaged by coronavirus. It is not going to be easy. Teen girl with underlying health conditions dies of coronavirus in California. Officials say a teenage girl in South Carolina has died from coronavirus. Orange County health officials announced on Wednesday the girl had significant underlying medical conditions in a new release without providing further details about the child or her health conditions. It is definitely a sad loss of life. Europe recording 26,000 daily new virus cases since restrictions ease, says WHO. Europe had been reporting more than 26,000 daily new coronavirus cases on an average since the government has started relaxing measures. Did I say 2,600? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Mm. So there we go. It's more like 26,000, actually. It's not 2,600. My bad. All right. So Costa Rica allows U.S. residents from 6 northeastern states entry next month. They're brave. EU concludes talks to buy 225 million vaccine doses. Sweden records highest death tally in 150 years in the first half of 2020. Sweden recorded its highest death tally in 150 years for the first half of 2020, according to the country official's statistics office. Between January and June this year, 51,405 deaths were registered in the country, more than 6,500 fatalities, 15% over the same period in 2019. U.S. is seeing hopeful trends in new cases, but officials say that could quickly change if people aren't careful. It's been a devastating summer across the U.S. with tens of thousands of American deaths recorded and millions of new coronavirus infections. But thanks in part to safety protocols like masks, social distancing, new case trends are now going into the right direction. All right. The Trump administration official overseeing the U.S. coronavirus testing is saying, despite the hopeful signs, now isn't the time to let up or ease measures, he cautions. The odds of catching COVID-19 on an airplane are slimmer than you think, scientists say. That is good news. Sitting squeezed between strangers on board an aircraft might feel like a risky position during these uncertain times, but according to some experts who point to the very few documented cases of in-flight transmission, the chances of catching COVID-19 while on board a flight are actually relatively slim. Fear of flying during the pandemic has drastically reduced global air traffic, which has been restricted due to border closures. If new scientific claims are borne out, the perceived heightened risk of boarding an airplane could be unfounded. In one case, about 328 passengers and crew members were tested for coronavirus after it was learned that March 31st flight from US to Taiwan had been carrying 12 passengers who were symptomatic at the time. However, all the other passengers tested negative, as did the crew members. And while there have been certainly been cases of infected passengers passing the virus on to an airplane's crew or fellow travelers in recent months, or transmissions rates are very, very low. And they're saying because the aircraft, modern aircraft cabins, are replaced with very fresh new air every 2 to 3 minutes, and most planes are fitted with air filters designed to trap 99.99% of particles. And I know, Big Daddy, that doesn't make you feel any much better anyway.
You know, the thing is, right, as you mentioned that story, every time I go on a plane, I cannot sense a change in breathing. Not like I have issues or problems, but there's a sense of difference in how you breathe. What is, of course, entering your system. You could kind of like tell the particles are different. You could smell the difference. I'm not talking about any foul odors or anything, but just generally, your whole system responds to an airplane differently. For them to say that it's the safest, you know, one of the safest places to be in, I kind of wondering, you know, how accurate that is. I know they would have done their tests and it's science and everything else, but just naturally, sometimes you go in a plane and, you know, if you are very sensitive to certain things, you would maybe even sneeze once or twice, depending on, you know, what airline, where you're going, of course, the route, that kind of thing. It's not always a case where you just enter an airline, an aircraft, and it's like normal, like you just regular normal. I don't know if I'm the only one that has that kind of feeling, but I've seen a lot of people, like, change how they react to the atmosphere around them in an aircraft. So I'm wondering how they came to that determination.
Well, I think they're probably basing it on the fact that they're saying that their filtration system kills 99.99% of the germs, and because it's refitted with fresh air every 2 to 3 minutes. So that's probably what they're basing it on. FDA warns about UV lights to disinfect coronavirus and other germs. Lamps that use ultraviolet light to kill germs can inactivate coronavirus, but they are still not at all safe, and it's not clear how good a job they can do at killing the virus, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said yesterday. Germany records its highest daily number of COVID cases since April. U.S. FDA authorizes third antigen tests to diagnose coronavirus very quickly. Mental and physical issues dismissed at Australian hotel quarantine inquiry. Here's mystery surrounding source of New Zealand community cluster remains unsolved. 5 new locally transmitted cases have been reported in New Zealand, according to the country's Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomingfield, on Thursday. Now, 80 COVID-19 infections have been linked to the latest community outbreak, but authorities are investigating 2 cases where they found no link to the original cluster in Auckland. One of the cases of a known origin is a maintenance worker from a managed isolation facility. The other thought to have links to the original cluster, but is now under investigation. It is a mystery. Coronavirus controversy over Australia's PM's vaccine comments points to the next coronavirus nightmare. Brazil president may extend emergency unemployment payments amid pandemic. And the US reports more than 46,000 new COVID-19 cases. Fauci says pharma companies should aim for higher minority enrollment in vaccine trials. Some of your headlines making the news around the world right here on Sangeet 106.1, our source of information, CNN. And right, Big Daddy, we encourage all listeners, the country, to please continue to wear a mask, social distance. I believe in one of the stories that was mentioned, because of the wearing of the mask and social distancing, they're seeing that, you know, decrease in cases or what have you. So please just do your thing now. Be good.
So simple, eh?
Simple,
such
easy.
A simple thing
easy,
to follow.
Easy, breezy, easy.
Yeah, and there's so many choices of masks, and you could wear, you know, the cloth, the surgical mask. There's so many different masks out there. Whatever is comfortable for you, and you know that it will protect you, you wear that. Anytime you head on the outside, you wear that. Even if you're going by some family members that you don't see on a regular basis, if you're not living with certain family members, wear your mask. When you're going outside, sanitize. Remember, not everyone will provide you with sanitizers. You know, it's like, well, we hope that people would, we hope that all businesses and all outlets out there would have some sort of sanitization, like, you know, location outside,
yeah,
or just as you enter. But just in case, walk with your sanitizer, you know, walk with your wipes as well. There are those wipes that have the sanitizers inbuilt, so to speak. And just be careful. The numbers now are worse than when we now mm-hmm. started. Just in case you didn't know,
yeah,
right? The situation now is worse than when we now started. Mm-hmm. So be prepared wherever you're going. And, you know, within a few weeks, we could get it right back down again. If all, let's stop frolicking and liming and doing all the things that you're not supposed to without the protocols.
You know, the funniest thing ever, going to a facility and seeing where their little sink, and they actually use tie straps to tie down the bottle of soap, liquid soap, and hand sanitizer. I saw that yesterday. I'm like, what?
People defend everything,
yes,
by wind, breeze.
I know there's this place in Cuba where somebody actually stole the liquid soap. They ran off with it, and then I saw another facility. They tie strap the bottle to the pipe
itself.
But
I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised at all.
Try to make it a little easy now. What are you going to tell Olia? Friends, don't forget our question this morning. What old school TV show would you like to see recreated in a movie? We'll take some of your responses in a bit. Let's get to the music. Let's blaze. Devika says, 31 years ago, Ricky Jai song came out. I love that song. Enjoy listening to it every time. It's one of my favorites. So 31. I told you it was older than me. Told you. Mm-hmm.
By 2 years. Oh, sorry, 1 year.
Hey, it's two. All right,
that's 1999 and you're 29.
Oh, hush.
So 1 year. Sangeet 106, this is us, the Wake Up Show.
This happens only in TNT and only inside the Wake Up Show.
Right, so this is the first one, the first only in TNT that could be only in West Indies as well. Yeah, and I had to kind of like throw away every other thing that I probably had, you know, considered for this one. When I heard the story yesterday, I was like, nah, you had to be joking. And anyway, only in TNT, which is also only in the West Indies. Only in the West Indies, only in TNT. Would you know you have the biggest T20 cricket tournament of the year for you, and you show up 2 hours late for your flight? And guess what? You don't miss out on $5, $10, $15, $20, $100 because you show up late, 2 hours late for your flight, and were not part of the CPL bubble. You miss out on $100,000.
Ouch.
You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
$100,000. Because he show up 2 hours late for his flight. All year, or like last 6-7 months or whatever, you knew you have CPL coming up. You knew the COVID was all over. You knew that there was a bubble and you had to be in that bubble 2 weeks prior to the event, to the tournament. And yet still you say, well, I thought the flight was later. So I say, you know what? I ain't good time. Well, bye-bye US $100,000. And of course I'm talking about Fabian Allen of the St. Kitts and Nevis Patriots. You know the man beg at the airport, beg, and the airline tell him, nope.
Can
sorry,
you pull
sir.
The don't you know who I am card?
Doesn't matter. They probably tell him, don't you know what COVID is? Don't you know what you're going into? Didn't you notice like a year now or like 6-7 months now?
Not kind of rough.
Come on, man. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I have people in my life who just plays the fool when it's time to go to the airport. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
And where the Only in TNT comes into this whole thing, the tournament is taking place in Trinidad. So it probably had some kind of effect on the man's brain. He probably studied the party side of it, like partying in his hotel, partying by the pool. And he's like, I gotta get there in time. I have to go to Trinidad. I don't think they will have a carnival, so I went to Trinidad. And when the game done, liming in the hotel, I broken out inside the hotel room. But little did he know, the flight was 2 hours earlier. So when you show up there, 2 hours late, sorry, sir, we cannot put you on the flight. It's a safety concern. If you don't get there by this evening, you cannot play in the CPL. Oh God, my 100,000 US down the drain. Oh God. And so it ago?
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's payment for the that is your whole salary for the year?
Come on, really and truly? Yeah. You and no? Anyway.
There we go. All right, so good morning going out to Zaim. Have a good one, buddy. You watch your money live. Yeah, nothing to do when you see that. All there to do, nothing to do. good morning going out to you, my dear. She says, enjoying the music. I believe this is Susie. Good morning, Big Daddy and Rash. Happy Thursday. My blessings to all the SEA students. Chandrika is on to us. Good morning, Rash. All the kids, best of luck. Morning, Natalie. And sending all the best to my daughter, Runa, this morning as she writes an SEA. And now we've got our friends out there in Sharp Road. Jason, we'd like to wish your children, or your son, I believe, all the best today in exams. Big Daddy, it's time for us to blaze to the top. We have DJ Darren coming up, I believe.
Darren with his brown paper bag, hopefully.
Oh, he is?
For you.
I don't know. Anyway, never mind. Morning, Ash. Have a good one, hon. Oh, my God. He's right, saying what? Oh, God. He messaged me here. What if I am too young for today? Hello. Darren, you know your spirit, all right? And
Darren,
your daddy. So it can't
be
that.
Music, man. You can't be. You know the culture. Yeah. You know the music. You know everything.
He said, what if I'm too old today for B2B?
Nah.
I would say something, Darren, but that'll get me in trouble.
Darren,
I know you're struggling to grow a mustache and a beard, but that don't count.
No, but I know fully well what Darren's training involved in the early days. And Darren know exactly what I'm talking about. So, Darren, you were partially trained by some of the veterans in the business. So, you're good to go, brother.
He say he get training from you, so he get to go. We just have to find him the manual on how to grow a beard and a mustache.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's about it. So, don't play that here, no, Darren. Don't play that. Good.
All right. Tangeed 106.1 FM. This is us. Right, so that is what we're talking about at 5 minutes before DJ Darren comes into blaze and mash up your place. But before, you're laughing? You're laughing, bro.
I'm laughing on that song saying, it's shippity, a pogly. When it's a monkey true. Like you, should be in this, and I'm thinking, you know, in these times, you just, that might be taken in the wrong context. So.
Well, that's why we had to reflect on where we were and where we are now.
True.
And just look at certain things and just shake our head. That's all we could do, you know. Really and truly. But anyway.
Yep.
So, it's about that time.
Yeah, it's about that time. Alvin McFarlane says he loves music and...
Any brown paper bags inside?
No brown paper bags.
None?
Inside. Nah.
Damn.
But I'm not too sad about it all the same, you know. But that's it. We're good.
Why are you not too sad?
Hello, I'm trying to resist temptation. You know, they say, lead me not into temptation. I'll get there myself. You know, that sort of thing. So, I'm trying very hard. I've started walking. I'm doing my thing. So, don't tempt me, all right? Good. But, Darren, just because you're listening and you're probably here, it doesn't mean you have to, you know, toss all the brown paper bag. I'm just saying. So, we good?
Yeah, so wait, hold on. If he does bring it, you're not going to consume it.
I'll eat the channel alone.
Oh, okay. All right. No problem.
I'll eat the channel alone, and I don't like to throw away food, so I'll carry it, and the dog will eat the barra. So it's good. Yeah.
Very nice. So, this is where...
What?
I say thanks to one and all. Being there, back in the sub, love, dedication, affection, pianish, morbid, and everything else. Love all the man like family. The man above God Almighty, putting us in these seats to educate, inform, entertain, and just totally... make all their brains crumble a little bit, right? Without him, nothing at all is possible. So we gone. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, people. Right. The weekend is here already. It's Tangeed 106. This is us, DJ Darren, ready to blaze and mash up the place.
Bye, guys. Catch y'all tomorrow. Hey, Big Daddy. I'm going to big up my boy, Sweet Tuna. You're ringing.
He's ringing on
my phone.
Hey, wait, hold up before
Sweet
you go.
Big up yourself.
What?
To
Sweet
you.
Tuna?
Yeah, you're ringing on my phone.
Ants. Bachak.
Bans, Achak, dry nice, whatever he does in his spare time. Yeah.
My iPhone going off just so, yes. Something going wrong with this thing. All right. We go on, people. Tangeed 106.
Bye, guys.
This is the mix. This is the life. Lock on or log on now. Tangeed 106.1 FM. This is authentic East Indian radio. This is us.